He's kind of like the Joe Rogan of the hospitality industry right now.
What's up, Slick Talkers? I'm so excited about this episode. As you can see, if you're following the YouTube channel, that we are recording this episode in a plane. Not a big commercial plane, but a plane. So Sean and Landon flew out from Yakima all the way over to Arlington in Washington State. For anyone who's trying to figure out where that is, shout out to all my Washingtonians. But they flew out just to interview, and we had this amazing lunch, conversation, and obviously episode covering what they've built at HostShare with their co-founders, Kennedy, and many others behind the scenes that I haven't got to meet yet. So in this episode, you're going to hear what the idea was initially into building HostShare, why they're building it, and where they see it going, and the implications of, if you're a short-term rental host or property manager, you don't really get to stay at the homes that you manage. And if you do, sometimes that can mess up with revenue nights. So the whole point of HostShare really is to combat that and allow hosts to experience hospitality through other hosts and operators. Really excited about this episode. It was so much fun to record in this aircraft. If you are watching, please enjoy. If you're listening, I highly encourage you to go check it out. Now, my one ask for this episode is if you are listening and you're interested about Sean and Landon's story, that you actually go to HostShare, sign up, get your properties approved for the platform, and give them as much feedback as possible. I'm a big fan about helping startups find a product market fit and build out the features that actually matter for their customers. So go check them out. Tell them that Will sent you. There's going to be a link in the show notes. I think by the time this episode has come out, that the paid version landing page paywall is going to exist. So you should get a special offer from us here in the link in the show notes, and make sure that you check them out and give them all the support that you can. So Slick Talkers, enjoy this episode, and we'll see you again on the other side.
All right, we're in the air. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the air.
I'll just cover this back window just a little bit. Oh,
yeah. The green screen on it.
All right, so tell me about HostShare. Oh, mayday, mayday.
It's super fun. The last days.
All right, so we got Sean and Landon.
What's up, man?
The brothers. We got the, I got to share the mic. This is a new setup for all the podcasters or podcast listeners. We are in a plane. We're at the airfield closest to my parents' house. Shout out to mom and dad.
Nice.
You guys flew out all the way from Yakima, Washington to come see me.
We just came to see you.
Just to see you.
So special.
Yeah, it is, man.
I got that
special guy.
Red Robin.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
It was yum.
It's
yum.
Stuff. Campfire sauce.
Yeah. So, Sean, you and I got to see each other in Nashville for STR Wealth. How was that conference for you? Before we get into the nitty gritty of HostShare and talking about what you guys are building behind the scenes.
Dude, I love that. I love that conference was pretty sick. I think the people that were there, just there's a vibe of people that wanted to grow, you know, and what they were doing. And you know, compared to some of the other conferences I've been to, it was like way more people just wanting to actually better their business. So I really enjoyed that. And yeah, it was just fun hanging out with people.
Yeah.
Getting to hang out with you and so many others. So,
well, we got to meet, and this guy out of the blue on my birthday was like, "Hey, got you something." And it was a Hospitality FM passport holder.
Yeah.
It was pretty sick. So,
you left yourself too, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Left an impression.
Yeah. You left an impression. I was like, all right, I got to talk to these guys, you know, get them on the pod. Super cool. But anyone listening, you're probably going to hear some background noise. Recommend go watch the YouTube video, as it's super close on my face right now. Love the tight face. But this is unique. This is what we're all about in the industry, like unique connections, experiences. So we're just adding to it. But I want to know, so Sean, Landon, you guys are building a company called HostShare, and it's basically, like, I don't want to butcher it, so correct me on anything that I say incorrectly, but I would call it like a timeshare for Airbnb short-term rentals, but without being the timeshare scam.
Yeah. So
it's actually a real business. So can you guys give us like the 60-second high-level overview of what HostShare is behind the scenes from a business perspective?
Yeah, like the top level, easiest way to describe it is you say, HostShare allows hosts and owners of short-term rentals to share last-minute unbooked nights with each other in exchange for free travel, just paying cleaning fees. It's everybody who signs up. It's like a home exchange, but you sign up and you get 21 nights for each listing that you add, and you can go right away and start traveling and just paying the cleaning fees. And it's only 5 days in advance, so you're not taking those you know, probability of revenue nights away from other hosts on the platform. But it enables, so everybody gets the same number of nights, but they share a different number of nights depending on their nightly rate. So that's how we kind of keep it fair.
So my friends out in Denver, Kyle, Dave, Hunter, I know you're listening, but my friends out in Denver can't abuse the system by booking this big ski chalet 5 months in advance. They can only go 5 days, right? Like right. It's you don't want to start taking inventory from
exactly
yep. companies trying to, you know, drive profit.
Yep. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I love it. What inspired the idea for this company from you guys? Like who had the light bulb moment to be like, we need to make this?
My wife always hates it, but we use this airplane as an example because airplanes are such an unaffordable hobby. But we bought this one in a partnership, and that kind of got us thinking about asset sharing a little bit. My brother Sean and I own this airplane together with another guy. And so that was kind of the start of it. And then we started realizing with our short-term rentals, you know, if you look at, there's 6 million Airbnb listings and, you know, a 50% average occupancy. Yeah. So that really like is a huge number of homes sitting empty on, you know, the entire year. Basically it's a, you know, $317 average nightly rate on Airbnb right now. So that's $330 billion just every year. That's missed opportunity.
Yeah.
And so we're like, that seems worth diving into.
Trade them for vacations. That's what we decided.
All right, Slick Talkers. Sorry to interrupt all the amazing content happening in this episode. But the one thing that is interesting about this whole episode with Sean and Landon is that this is hosts and property managers staying with hosts and property managers. And that can be kind of scary, right? Like I talk about this in the episode. And the one thing that shouldn't be scary for you is the fear of parties, smoking, and over-occupancy interrupting your neighbor's peace. So get with Minute. Minute is one of our partners here at the podcast. And these are amazing noise sensor devices. They have outdoor and indoor versions. So that way you can tell if something is a simple leaf blowing, truck driving by, or anything else like that, or an actual party. So you don't have any false negatives, okay? And so this is super important, especially with their cigarette detection. There's so much that goes behind this one simple device. So make sure you get with them. Let them know that we'll send you, grab the link in the show notes, and we'll make sure that you get a special offer of 2 months free with them. And if you have over 10 properties, their sales team, Nathan Smith, who we've had on the Minute with Minute segment on the show, he will take care of you. The whole team will take care of you. They're going to love having any of the Slick Talk listeners jump on board with Minute. So we're back to the episode and enjoy.
Well, I think I made the comment to you guys as we were going to Red Robin. I was like, you know, it's kind of nice because I struggle to actually take personal time off to go stay in a vacation rental and to do those trips. So to have an incentive where I'm like, okay, I'm paying the $500 a year or whatever the price is for you guys. I think that's what
we're about. It's like 400, right?
Yeah, 400. Yeah. So $400 a year, it's more incentive. Now I have X amount of nights that I get to use and stay, and we're way cheaper.
Yeah,
like if I am booking that 5-night difference, and let's say there's a great cabin up here in Snoqualmie, and it's normally $3,700, but I'm paying a $500 cleaning fee instead. Like that's so cheap and it's so affordable to get a group and to actually be intentional with personal time off, not conference time off, where you're traveling to Nashville or whatever it may be.
And work mode the whole time,
work mode too.
I really do think it changes the way that hosts travel. You know, like if you have this available to you, you just start to think about how you travel a bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
You'll, you know, you'll probably wait till last minute and you know, decide to book when. Sorry, I'm.
No, we're all.
I know. I feel two bikes going, but
sir, you know. Sir, tell us.
But, you know, having that ability just to say, you know, hey, this weekend, we don't have any plans. Let's find the coolest place within 2 hours and, you know, and just hit the road and go.
Yeah, there are definitely trips that, like, I think a lot of people just wouldn't have made if it weren't for HostShare, which is kind of cool. Like, just the opportunity to, like, oh, this is, you know, 3 weeks a year that you can afford to go do something than you normally would have done, you know.
Experience something new.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys recently just went live with the actual marketplace and the app, or not app, but the product in general.
Yep.
How has that been from build to hitting the go live button?
Oh my goodness. It's been a ride.
Well, you should say the first 10 bookings so far. What was the numbers on that?
The first 10 bookings, it was like, I think the average across the 10 was savings of about $1,000 per booking. What were some of the other ones? It was basically like a 13 times, you know, what you would, what was that? What was that last stat? It was $5,000 worth of travel each person is getting at that average nightly rate of about $254 a night. So
so based on the first 10 bookings that we had, if you extrapolate that, they're getting about $5,000 in value if they use their trips.
Yeah, which is like a 13x on what you spend on the membership. So
yeah. So I also brought this up to you guys, and I was like, okay, if I'm a host, right, and I know other hosts are on this platform, and they're the ones staying with me, I would probably be a little nervous, right? Like, all right, we're all used to picking picking our own properties apart sometimes, and being like, oh, this experience sucked, and this needs to be better, and the beds are this, and the sheets are that, and like, you know, all the little things.
The pickiest people out there.
Yeah, the pickiest people. So what do you think, like, the feedback, what's been the feedback so far from your guys' go live date a couple weeks ago?
Definitely not picky in the way that, I think one thing that's nice, like, I was using Couchsurfing before Airbnb came out. Mm-hmm. And there's something that's really cool. It's a little bit like breaking bread together, even though you're not staying together. It's like we're all kind of, I love kind of the culture of host-share hosts, kind of the people it attracts so far. It's a very high quality kind of a member that we've been fortunate to experience so far. Very little, very little negative interaction with any of the people who signed up. And so I don't know if it's just the idea of sharing that attracts the kind of person who's willing to be a little bit more like open-handed with their stuff, and maybe
And we also have what we call the share pledge when you sign up for the platform. That's just, there's kind of a code of conduct that we want everyone to kind of have that are using the platform. And you know, when you travel, you use a place like you, it's your property.
Yeah.
As long as you treat your property good.
Yeah, as long as you treat your property good. And I hope that really kind of creates a culture of, you know, people that are just like, you know, like we're staying at this place for free. Let's be a ghost host and not leave it like
a good
we were
steward.
Here, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So.
Yeah, because you know the pain of what goes through in hosting, especially when guests do trash the house and the nice thing. So I think I can appreciate this just as much as the listeners can. I maybe don't have a pet peeve, but it's really hard when people come in the industry from outside, just looking in, being like, oh, that sounds like an easy thing to build or fix or whatever it may be, or make money off of. But you guys are actually hosts yourselves. Like, you actually have short-term rentals. Completely. You've built a pretty impressive portfolio of properties, long-term rentals. So tell me, like, you know, from your guys' experience, was this also an issue? Like, you've bought this plane together with another owner. Have you guys also kind of gone this route with your properties, or like just
with
overall
multiple owners?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think, I mean, with my properties, I mean, I think we each have 4 Airbnbs, and you know, I mean, maybe we don't actually run them as well as we should because we had vacancy and we were like, well, shoot, we need to figure out how we're going to capitalize vacancy. So, I mean, you know, with the short-term rentals, it's been something that we've done separately up to this point, but I mean, I think it's such a good idea to, if you're trying to grow something, you know, get partners. I mean, like from a host share perspective, getting partners in what we're doing and growing to grow something is, I think it's the best thing you can do, you know, just, bring the people that know what to do. Cause like the reality is we didn't have that when we started, and it's like, how do you get this from 0 to 1? And, and that was the first thing we had to, you know, figure out. So.
All right, Slick Talkers. I know I'm talking a lot about hosts in this episode. Whether you have 1, 5, 10 properties, you can get on a platform like HostShare. if you're a property manager, you can still do that, but you have a bigger portfolio to kind of worry about. And that's a lot of inventory, that's a lot of expense. So with that, I encourage you, if you are on the host side, 1, 5, 10 plus properties, and you're just on Airbnb, diversify your portfolio and your choice of placement for your properties by getting with Hostfully, listing on Airbnb, on Vrbo, and all of the other OTAs that they're directly connected to in their marketplace. This will help you build a brand and build out revenue and trust and loyalty on other platforms where your owners or your investment of yourself and your property will actually benefit for more revenue. So if you do this, you get with Hostfully, you use the link in the show notes, and of course, you make sure that you let them know that we'll send you so they take extra care of you. And then of course, as you've built that revenue, you get to then join Hudson Creative Studio to build out your own direct booking website with your own brand and their booking engine connected to Hostfully. So they work perfectly hand in hand. Let them know that we'll send you and they'll take great care of you as always. We only want to partner with people that take care of our listeners and the operators that choose to listen to Slick Talk. Now, without further ado, we are back to the episode with Sean and Landon.
Can I ask on an entrepreneurial, like founder level, not even like the host share side, what do you guys consider yourselves as in the foundership? Like, I'm definitely a 0-1 guy. I don't know how far, like I'm not the guy to take it from 5 to 10 or 10 to 20 type deal. I know I'm great at like the idea, building the team, getting it started and doing the things. Where do you guys feel like your like skills and maybe even weaknesses land as your partners on this with Kennedy, your wife? And you have one other co-founder, so.
Yeah, Michael and Devin, shout out to them. Yeah. They're our development and really just partners, business partners. But they brought that core competency and they'd built several successful businesses on their own, PhotoBox and Smash. This is a mobile rage room. Look it up. It's
pretty, mobile rage room.
Yeah, it's
getting awesome. Getting right after this.
Yeah. I think what's nice about the team is pretty dynamic. Everybody comes from slightly different backgrounds, but we all have done stuff on our own. And so there's a really nice kind of sense of understanding of what goes into getting something off the ground. But also, like in the case of some of us, we've been doing stuff for 10 years, you know, and so we can kind of, you know, can help each other if we're, you know, there's definitely a lot of bases covered with the management team at Hostshare.
Do you guys consider, like, have you always been super entrepreneurial? Are your parents entrepreneurial? Is that like somebody who's just kind of been, you've been exposed to?
Yeah, definitely.
I started into the real estate side when I was 17, bought my first property that was two mobile homes on a postage stamp lot.
Let's go.
And it was a mess, but I was like cash flowing like $300-$400 a month. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. You know, they're paying my mortgage and, you know, and I'm making a little bit. And then of course, every like 3 months, there'd be a problem that I'd drain that account on. But then I was like, well, shoot, then, you know, the value kept going up and every month, you know, every dollar I put into it, I was like, you know, gonna get out at the end. And so that was kind of the start to that. And yeah, the entrepreneurial gene was definitely there, you know, from parents and uncles and, you know, all that. So, yeah, I don't know what I would consider myself though. If, I mean, 0-1 is all I've really been in, you know, like it always feels like 0-1 to me, you know, no matter where we are. It's like, 100%. Cause like a new deal feels like you're kind of having to go from 0-1 again in the real estate side. And, you know, of course the tech side is kind of new, but we're up for the ride. So
what about you?
Definitely probably more 0-1 experience so far. I'd like to see something go to enterprise level and become, you know, kind of where you get into that different stratosphere of problems. You know, I think most of the problems have been one or two arm's lengths away in the businesses I've started and ran. You know, I've had multifamily properties in different states and stuff like that. And so, you do have to learn to work through other people and management and stuff like that. But definitely interested to see, you know, see what we each kind of fall into as our preferred roles.
Who we have to bring in.
And who we have to bring in, yeah.
Well, how's it like, you know, as a single man who's, you know, looking for his partner out there, right? Like looking for that wife to put a ring on. how's it working with spouses and family and, you know, that dynamic? Because I think a lot of people say avoid working with your friends, avoid working with your family.
We did both.
Yeah.
It's the best thing and the worst thing. I think you're never going to find somebody who's more dedicated, like in my case, my wife, and of course, Sean's wife, who they help in marketing and support roles. And she, you know, my wife and I know Faith work incredibly hard, and you couldn't pay somebody to do what they do and with the dedication that they do at this stage in a company. And so I think that's incredibly valuable. It definitely puts a strain on things when things go well or when things go south, you know, poorly. Yeah. It's higher highs and lower lows.
How do you guys, like, I'm very curious. I'm literally asking for my future self here in the sense of, you know, how do you find that separation from like, hey, like we're at home and we're at home.
That's a good question. Does anybody have the answer?
Yeah. Like anybody out there know, let us know. But, no, but seriously, everyone's got a different approach. I would just love to.
My wife and I, and since we've been married, have been working together because like we were growing our property management for a while. And so I guess we've just been in it for a long time. She's so good. She's like the opposite of me though. Like she can easily turn it off.
Yeah.
And she's like when it's fun time, it's like, it's time to do that. And, so I think that's,
I don't know. You're having a little bit of fun in Nashville.
But she, you know, so she brings a bit of balance on that side, I think. And then, you know, working with family, as long as like they're trustworthy people, which luckily ours are, you know.
Well, you married them, so.
Yeah. Or like Landon, you know, as a brother and brother-in-law to you as our other partner. You know, we still, you know, even though we're family, it's everything's in writing, everything's signed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, there's no, I mean, gray area, just because that's where I think you run into issues.
It makes it a lot harder to rip them off, you know.
Yeah.
But I still find ways. No.
You're the quiet one, but man, you're sneaky. You're coming in with those zingers over here. I'm like, all right, watch out. It's so funny. It's super cool to like, when we got to meet, I know you and I met first. We met remote, virtually, and then I got to meet Kennedy. I think it was the opposite. I met Kennedy first, then I met you.
Yep.
You came up to me at STR Wealth. And seeing just the overall, like, the team ship of it, right? Like, it wasn't like, all right, this is Kennedy, the wife, coming at Will to talk about host share, right? Like, it was, like, you guys really act like business partners. And it's really cool to see, like, you know, we talked pre-live date. Yeah. And then now you guys are live, and you showed me the app or showed me the marketplace and all the properties on it. And it was super cool, like, see the building. I think, like, it's really fun for me because it reminds me of the early days from when I started the show and started building a company. Like, you get to see, like, I get to live vicariously from, like, you guys, basically, in the sense of...
Are you so glad you don't have to do it again, though?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But it also, like, comes with this new challenges, right? Where you're like, man, when am I going to have an exit? Is there going to be an exit? There's all this other stuff. But, no, it's super cool to see it. And so I guess, like, what's the vision? What do you guys have in the pipe for this year? Do you guys have, like, a certain goal that you're trying to get to?
We definitely have targets in terms of total members and, you know, like engagement obviously is like, okay, just because somebody signs up, they use it once. If they never come back, that's a fail. So, you know, it's like, how do you make the experience so frictionless that people really don't look anywhere else when they go to travel? You know, that's the goal. And really with just the economic imperative, it should be enough. But you know, one of the biggest things is that network effect. And so that's the goal, is make it so ubiquitous that people can find us wherever they need to go somewhere. And I think long range, we've talked a lot about what, like how many out of 10 hosts are going to want to use and travel via HostShare. And you know, I think throwing darts at a board, it should be 1 or 2 out of 10. And so that's kind of our vision is, you know, 1 or 2 out of 10 hosts should find use with HostShare, probably. Hopefully more.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a super telling year, though. I mean, you know, we're live now. So it's like, what happens? You know, like, it's like we've built something that we think, like, this is what people want to use.
That's what we want.
Now are people going to use it that way? Or, like, do they use it completely different? Yeah. You know, and that's, and I think, I mean, it's amazing how even just from going live, it's like, okay, well, who is our, like, we thought, you know, maybe just the host that owns 1 or 2 properties, that's who our, you know, that's kind of our
sweet spot.
That's who, you know, who will be using this. But it's like, well, actually, maybe not. Maybe that's, it's actually going to be these management companies that want to do this for their owners, or, you know, or maybe it's going to be, you know, so it's just like, it's interesting as you just like build something that you think, okay, this is what people are going to, this is how people are going to use it. Mm-hmm. They don't always use it that way.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be really interesting. And it'll be interesting if we have to pivot or, you know, it's going to be just exactly what we built and how people are going to use it. So time will tell, I guess, on that. But.
Well, in a year down the road, we're going to have you back on the pod. So we're going to be doing this in the air, maybe.
Yeah. We'll get this headphone thing figured out.
We'll get all trialed and aired. And but no, like if you look at the early day employees of Airbnb, right, like those stories of like how hosted, right? Like those are what carried them through into the behemoth that they are. And I think you guys are going to have that same effect, right? Like you're going to be thinking they're going to use it one way, the way you wanted to use it and needed and wanted and built it for. But then you're going to experience so many cool stories and the community aspect behind it. I think that's what makes this shared economy type, you know, I don't know, what do you call it?
Platform,
like all this stuff, like Uber is a shared economy. You got all the other shared type stuff. But that's what's going to make it exciting, right? Like these stories are going to be carrying that breath of air that you guys put into in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for you guys and to see how it goes. But do you have any final thoughts for the listeners? This is a micro episode, by the way. We're probably going to get them on to do like a real virtual interview where it's all produced and edited. But the aesthetic of the plane noise in the background, it's just like,
oh, perfect day. Yeah.
Beautiful day in PNW.
No, thank you so much though for having us and just the support early on. And just, we love your friendship and hanging out. This is awesome.
Yeah. Hostshare.co is where to find us.
There we go.
And
and we're going to go fly now. See you later.
Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to our show partners for making Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast, possible. We hope you enjoy the show and we would love to connect with you outside of the podcast. So you can follow us on all of our social media channels for daily hospitality content or find us on slicktalkthepodcast.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'm your host, Will Slickers, and we will see you guys all again next week.